If the powers that be raise interest rates 3 times in this coming year, none of us should be surprised. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Econ 101 teaches that when a central bank talks of raising interest rates 3 times in a year, the stock market might take fright. But Econ 301 would go deeper and explain that if higher interest rates work and keep a lid on the current spike in inflation, this could help people, companies, and company stock. The Dow yesterday rose 1.1%, 383 points, with the NASDAQ up more than 2% after the Federal Reserve briefing yesterday. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer covered the news conference, and she joins us now from Washington.
Well, Chair Powell announced the Fed will speed up the pace of tapering, that is, winding down the bond buying program it began during the pandemic to support the economy. Now Powell says it's on track to finish by March.
Less stimulus, but what about these rising prices? The Fed's response to that?
It'll hike interest rates eventually, and that cools off the economy because it makes borrowing more expensive. But Powell has made it clear the Fed doesn't want to raise rates until it's finished tapering.
Okay, but the inflation out there is more than a blip, so give it to us again on the Fed's plan?
Yeah, Fed officials are penciling in 3 rate hikes next year, but consumer prices were up more than 6% last month compared to the same time last year. I asked Chair Powell if the Fed was behind the curve on inflation. He said no, the Fed is well positioned to deal with what he called a range of plausible outcomes.
Now we're in a position where we're ending our taper within the next, by March in 2 meetings, and we'll be in a position to raise interest rates as and when we think it's appropriate, and we will, if that, to the extent that's appropriate.
Powell also said there's a real risk that inflation could become more persistent, and that's a big switch from earlier this year. When Powell insisted inflation was transitory, he did not use that word yesterday.
Indeed. Nancy in Washington, thank you. Let's check this morning's numbers. Still up. The NASDAQ future is up 1%. The Dow future at the moment up 257.7%. Crude oil is up 1.6%. It's right about $72 a barrel. Today, the Biden administration is set to announce a plan to get more people into truck driving and to make trucking a better career. Meanwhile, despite a shortage of building materials, companies that need the stuff are feeling more optimistic, according to a new reading from the National Association of Home Builders and Wells Fargo. Marketplace's Justin Ho has that.
Home builder confidence is rising because builders know there's a lot of demand for what they do. Robert Dietz is chief economist with the National Association of Home Builders.
The existing home inventory is quite low, and that is supporting demand for new construction.
That low inventory of homes gives home builders a lot of leverage, says Mark Vittner, senior economist at Wells Fargo. As a result, he says builders are more likely to focus on constructing homes with higher profit margins.
So we're seeing a lot more interest in building larger, more expensive homes.
Vittner says a lot of big investors have been interested in buying rental housing, entire neighborhoods of homes built to be rented.
From a home builder perspective, that offers some economies of scale, because they're building a lot of homes in close proximity to each other. They have a better idea of what they need to order.
Vittner says that's good news for builders, but not so much for potential home buyers who may have a harder time competing with investors for new homes. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Some days, looking at the business news, I want to say, how about we just play some Taylor Swift? The news peg is that a judge has decided to keep a case going, alleging Swift infringed on the copyright of a song from 2001, Play Is Gonna Play by the group 3LW. See, there's this chorus in Swift's Shake It Off. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more on a case that could now go to trial.
Okay, I know you're not on jury duty, but give this a listen. At issue is the phrase, players gonna play, haters gonna hate.
Are these phrases original enough, right? Do they meet the standard?
That's Neelu Farsajedi. She's an attorney at Morris Music Law. She wanted me to let you know that this is not legal advice, just her opinion, but says the problem for Team Swift is that the standard is kind of mushy.
The bar for originality is pretty low. So I'm not surprised, you know, that this case is moving forward.
And it's not a new case. It was originally filed in 2017 by Sean Hall and Nathan Butler. Those are the songwriters who wrote that first song that you heard, Player's Gonna Play. That case was initially thrown out on the grounds that the phrases aren't sufficiently original to be entitled to copyright protection. Gordon Firemark is an entertainment lawyer in Los Angeles.
What's going on here now is the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled, well, the judge shouldn't have done that. The judge was out of line by making that ruling because it's a factual question, originality, creativity. And that's the kind of question that needs to be put to a jury, not to a judge.
While the judge in this case admitted that Team Swift has a strong case against the copyright claim, he concluded that a reasonable jury could find in favor of the plaintiff, so it should head to court. That is, if the two sides couldn't come to an agreement beforehand. Elise Zawacki, an entertainment lawyer in Austin, Texas, says the smart money could be on that outcome.
So, you know, I think there is a good chance that it could settle. A lot of entertainment law matters do settle because of that. But then looking also at Taylor Swift's resources, I mean, if she wanted to fight it, she probably could.
She says for Swift, though, there's an element of honor and public image here. She doesn't want to be seen as an artist who ripped off somebody else's work, so that could motivate her to take this the distance. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.